and welcome to episode 3 of the Turton School Parent Podcast. My name is Mrs. Blakely, and during this podcast, we're excited to let you hear from some of our fantastic students, as well as some more members of staff who are going to share their insights into the daily workings of Turton School. Today, we welcome Mrs. Bally, who will talk about the Turton Sixth Form and supporting a sixth former. Miss Roach, who will discuss the careers advice and support that we offer our students throughout their time here. Miss Crosby, who talks about mental health support available to our students. And to get a view from the people who matter most, our students. This time we have some Year 12s talking about their first term in the sixth form. We hope you find this third parent podcast useful, and if you need to get in touch, please do so through the contact page on the school website.
Hello, my name is Kelly Bally and I'm the head of the sixth form, and I'm going to talk to you today about how you can support your young person in the sixth form. So there are lots of ways at home you can support your young person. I think the first thing that we need to talk about is, although our young people are in the sixth form, I don't always think they understand the amount of responsibility they now have in terms of looking after themselves and keeping up with work. Things I would suggest for you at home would be have a copy of their timetable, maybe in your kitchen, to keep an eye on what they're doing each day and when they have study periods and how they're using them. It would always be a good question. Organisation's a big issue for our young people, so just looking at their files, is it in order? Do they have a file? Do they have paper? How are they keeping their notes? Is it in a well-organised manner that they can use to revise at the end of the course? Also, we expect our young people to have diaries or planners so they can keep a track on what work's coming in. That helps them with deadlines so they don't miss deadlines and they know exactly what they need to do, both in terms of homework, but also really importantly in sixth form is the independent study that we expect our students to do, reading around the subject, watching documentaries, all the things that we know make excellent students and are rewarded with really good grades. And the big thing, which I know is more controversial, is where they study and also what they're using. I would suggest that they're studying maybe downstairs where you can see them rather than their bedroom. And I would absolutely 100% think that they should have their phones in another room or switched off. I know what, you know, they might say they've been spending 4 or 5 hours on homework, but often we find that a lot of that time was on Snapchat. They've always got stuff to do on the system, on the website. We have extra study work for every single subject, as well as obviously homework that they're given by their teachers. So there's never any excuse for them to say they've got nothing to do. They've always got plenty. We're here if you need us, Mr. Hyer and Miss Kelleher as heads of year and me. And we hope that you'll support us in making sure they get into really good habits and they get support when it's needed.
Hello everyone, my name is Miss Roach and I am the Careers Coordinator here at Turton, and today I'm just going to speak to you a little bit about our careers programme and what that entails. So our main activity for Year 7 through to Year 10 is our Current Affairs Careers Week. This is beginning on the week commencing the 15th of January. And students will, in form times and in form groups, look at information on the world of work, the employability skills needed, the industries and the labour market, and where there is demand for labour and for employees. They'll also spend time looking at the different pathways, so routes into careers, such as apprenticeships, A-levels and university, traineeships. And then they'll also look at options, so BTECs, A-levels, NVQs, college courses, etc. So it covers the wide range of options that are available for all of our students. Lastly, they'll also do some sessions on CV writing and cover letter writing to make sure they are prepared for any applications that they may have to do in the future. For Year 10 as well, there are Year 10 sixth form tasters and college trips that we do in July, so they can have a day in the life of a college or a sixth form student. For Year 11, it is a little bit different. They don't have a Careers Current Affairs Week, but they do have Year 11 Next Steps Week, which they have already completed, looking at a range of apprenticeship options and sixth form options. All the way throughout Year 11, and it will begin for Year 10s later on in the year as well, is an announcement each week on the Teams page. This announcement includes apprenticeship opportunities, both local and national ed, that students can research and have a look at and apply directly from the link on Teams. Next, we have our National Apprenticeship Week on the 5th of February and our National Careers Week on the 4th of March. Now, during these weeks, I am hoping to get in some guest speakers from, again, local and national employers to do Q&A sessions with the students and also some workshops across a range of different industries. The reason why careers and this programme is so important is it to prepare students for their next steps and life beyond Turton. So if you do have any questions on how you can support or anything that I have mentioned throughout this podcast, please just drop me an email and ask me any questions that you may have. Thank you so much for listening.
Hello, my name's Holly Crosby and I'm the mental health nurse here at Turton. So at Turton, we take our young people's mental health really seriously, hence why I'm employed here full time, which is quite unusual for a mainstream education setting, but we feel like it allows us to provide our young people with a more complete package of support. It also allows us to be really preventative and get to things quite quickly and support our young people when they first start struggling rather than letting things deteriorate. It also means that we're able to support some of our more complex young people and at times prevent them going to external services if they don't need to. It means we can provide things kind of in-house within school, which a lot of our young people do like. And we can also liaise with our external services with much more ease because of the access to information that I have. So I work really closely with CAMHS and I work really closely with the mental health team within A&E, and it just allows us to have knowledge of the plans that those teams are putting in place so we can ensure that our young people are being supported both in and outside of school. So there isn't just me that supports mental health within school, it's very much a team effort across all staff, and positive mental health is woven throughout our curriculum, and I also provide training to all teaching staff a couple of times a year as well, which we've seen a real positive impact of. We also have some fantastic mentors within school, so they sit within our student support centre and they support numerous young people throughout the year with their mental health, and is kind of the core area of support for mental health within school. And really excitingly now, we also have our peer mentors. So our peer mentors are other young people who are really passionate about helping other young people. So they've had some training from myself and Christy Coffey, who's the manager of the Student Support Centre. And this is a new area, but we know that young people often prefer to talk to other young people because they feel like they can engage a little bit more. So this is something really positive that we're actually doing throughout school now. We also have our Be Kind to My Mind Champions, which was an initiative set up through Bolton Council. And there are positive mental health champions within school that are kind of breaking down the stigma of mental health. And every term they have something different that they focus on. And they're just a really positive element within school to support other young people with their mental health. So what I would say is if your young person's struggling with their mental health and you don't know who to reach out to, please reach out to form teachers, reach out to head of year, and they'll be able to point you in the right direction for the most appropriate support. Thank you.
Hi Year 12, thank you for taking part. I'd just like to ask you, what's been your favourite thing about joining us at Turton Sixth Form?
My favourite thing about Turton Sixth Form is that you're able to develop a close relationship with your teachers who help you with problems you are faced with.
My favourite thing is being able to choose 3 subjects rather than 9 and being able to focus on specific things.
I have really enjoyed doing subjects that I like with teachers that are helpful and encouraging.
Having come from another school, I've enjoyed having a fresh start and meeting new people.
It's been great focusing on 3 subjects which are leading me into the next stages of my life, plus the food's nice.
Thank you for listening to the Turton School Parent Podcast, and feel free to provide any comments or feedback for future editions via our email info@turton.uk.com.